Welcome back. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network, Fifth Dimension Radio. Today we're going to try to discuss humor. We're trying to understand what humor is. We're going to try to enlighten ourselves so that we can not take everything that we work with and deal with constantly as being so personal or so serious. Mark Twain, who I'm constantly referring to, is one of my favorite humorists, and that's what he called himself, was a humorist. He said that humor is mankind's greatest blessing. Said that against humor, nothing can stand. And with that, we're going to take kind of a dry approach to humor. We're going to start with a small, short clip that pretty much describes ways to enhance or create a better sense of humor. So if you got that ready, Sam, let's play it.
Welcome to Humor at Work.
I'm going
to
be a few minutes.
One of the questions I get asked all the time when I talk about humor in the workplace is, but Mike, I'm just not a funny guy. I'm not a funny woman. What can I do? Does this topic really apply to me? Well, of course it does. Michael Kerr here, Humor at Work. And humor in the workplace applies to everybody because it's about creating that kind of environment where it's just okay to be yourself, to laugh a little bit and have fun. And even if you're not a naturally funny person, I think what's important to remember is that we're not talking about necessarily being funny. We're not talking about telling jokes, certainly, or being the office clown or a stand-up comedian. We're talking about an attitude and about creating an environment for success where people just feel like they can share their natural, spontaneous humor in the workplace to be more successful, to be more creative and less stressed out. Now, there are some things, though, I think anybody can do to grow that humor perspective, to grow their sense of humor. So here's just a few simple tips. Read more humor. Watch more humor. If you're watching nothing but, 15 CSI episodes a week, maybe up the humor factor in your TV watching and in your reading. Second thing is, be observant. Practice, learn to be more observant. Just look at the world around you. Comedians like Jerry Seinfeld don't go through their lives living madcap adventures. They've just grown the skill of being incredibly observant and very curious about the world around us, which leads us to idea number three. Ask questions. Ask weird questions. All humor is driven between weird, wacky questions, by making strange relationships between things that ordinarily we wouldn't put together. Asking questions like, what's up with that? How come this is like this? What would happen if? Fourth tip is start a humor file or a humor book to record the accidentally funny stuff you see in the world. By accidentally funny, I mean things like, signs that say, today only, bras half off. That kind of stuff that's out there everywhere. It's one of the fastest ways to grow your sense of humor. It helps you practice that lateral thinking skill that's needed to have a good sense of humor. And if you give yourself the goal of looking for that humor, it's called selective perception. It's just like when you go to buy a new car and suddenly you see that new car everywhere. Same thing. If you start a humor file, I think you'll be amazed at how much more humor you start to see in your life. So I hope that helps. Try a few simple things. Just start thinking in different ways. Look at things from the opposite perspective. perspective. Reverse gears. Think of things through the eyes of your dog. How would Batman or your dog deal with this stressful situation at work? Think in strange ways. Ask different questions. Start that humor file. Be curious. Be observant. And see if your sense of humor just doesn't grow at least a wee little bit.
Grow your sense of humor. I like that. Grow your sense of humor. Everybody could benefit by growing their sense of humor, because if we did, we wouldn't take all the stuff that's coming across our consciousness as so serious. Lateral thinking. I like the words lateral thinking, because it adds creativity to the conversation. Last week we were talking about the chemical modifications of the brain, but you know, we can train our brains to think differently too. And I think humor is one of the ways that we can do it. And training our sense of humor is basically observing and listening and having a good belly laugh. And with that, I'd like to go ahead and start the second clip. This is Will Ferrell accepting the Twain Prize. This is one of my favorite persons. Anyway, well, let's start clip two there.
Boy, okay. Wow, thank you. Thank you so much for that warm ovation. As I stare at this magnificent bust of Mark Twain, I'm reminded of how humbled I am to receive such an honor and how I vow to take very special care of it. I will never let it out of my sight. I will find a place of honor in my house for this magnificent bust. If my children try to touch it or even look at it, I will beat them. It means that much to me. In fact, I told my wife that maybe I should buy it its own seat for the plane ride home. No, I just started the speech. Why would you think I'm done? I want to sincerely thank the Kennedy Center for this prize and the fine folks at PBS for airing this special. I am the 14th recipient of the Mark Twain Prize. And you're probably asking yourself, why did it take so long? Well, for 13 consecutive years, I have been begged by the Kennedy Center to accept this award. And for 13 consecutive years, I have emphatically said no. For years, I had many questions about this Mark Twain. The first being, who is he? It then dawned on me that since I was a small boy, I have thoroughly enjoyed his delicious fried chicken. And then my wife informed me that I was thinking of Colonel Sanders, not Mark Twain. It turns out that he is considered America's finest author and humorist, but that his real name is not Mark Twain. It was Jerry Goldman. Before that, it was Judy Blume. And before that, of course, we all know the name, Samuel Langhorne Chimmins. Despite my failings to grasp the importance of Mark Twain and what exactly he did, I decided to accept this award because of the prize money. $1 billion. Paid out over the next 10,000 years. To say that I am thrilled to be here is a complete understatement. And to make this evening even more thrilling, I have just been informed that I am only the 11th Caucasian to receive this prestigious award. Pretty cool. I can't tell you how special it is to stand here on this stage at the Kennedy Center in front of this amazing audience while being watched on PBS by hundreds of people. It's very surreal. You have to understand, as a kid growing up in Irvine, California, where I would sit in my room and listen to records of Steve Martin and the original Saturday Night Live cast, or stay up late and watch Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show to see what comedians he would have on, I had one dream, one singular focus, even at the earliest age. I can remember wanting to do one thing and one thing only: sell insurance. So to be standing here feels somewhat odd. Whether it was auto, home, or life, fire, flood, or earthquake, I just wanted to make people feel safe. Do you have enough inland marine insurance or business overhead expense disability insurance? These are the things I thought of as a kid. But the insurance game didn't happen for me, so I fell back on comedy. And here I am now. There's so many people I need to thank for helping me make tonight possible. First off, I would like to thank all the wonderful people who spoke or performed tonight on my behalf. An amazing lineup. All of you taking time out of your busy personal and professional schedules to be here means the world to me. And if any of you ever needs me to speak on your behalf for any reason, just know, and I sincerely mean this, I am probably unavailable. But thank you. And I'm sorry ahead of time. One of the people you saw tonight to whom I owe a huge debt of gratitude is Mr. Adam McKay. Together, Adam and I have created Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, and The Other Guys, a Broadway show, and a comedy website. I would also not be standing here if it weren't for Saturday Night Live executive producer Lorne Michaels. Thank you, Lorne, for taking a chance on me and giving me the opportunity to be on Saturday Night Live, the show I always dreamed of being on. And finally, what makes tonight truly special is that I can share it with my family. I am so grateful to all of you guys for your continued support and love for the things that I do. But mostly, I would like to thank my lovely wife, Vivica. Before I do that, however, I should really thank my first and second wives, Donna and Julie. Donna, what can I say? We were just too young when we got married. I mean, literally too young. We were 13. Heck, you were 13. I was 9, you know. I was in the third grade, and it wasn't right or legal. But I hope you're well, and I thank you for your support. As for Julie, you left me for Gary Busey. And I will never blame you for that, ever. Finally, Vivica. All I can say is thank you. And thank God I found you. You've given us 3 beautiful boys, and we have a wonderful life together. But I do have to say, sometimes you get a little lippy, okay? You got a big mouth, and you like to run it. And I'll tell you one thing and one thing only, okay? Tonight is my night, all right? I love you, but I'm really sick of that big mouth of yours, okay? And I won't stand it, okay? Do you hear me? You look at me when I talk to you. I mean, tonight, if I, after the show, if I want to go on a bender, with Gwen Ifill. A couple spear guns and try to scale the Washington Monument. I'm gonna do it, okay? And there's nothing you can say to stop me. I love you. So once again, I thank you for this magnificent night and this amazing honor. And I want to thank the Kennedy Center for being one of the few places that upholds comedy as what it truly is, an art form. Thank you, and good night. Now you can play. Now you can play.
You know, that was really an appropriate speech by Will Ferrell, because Mark Twain, he said that the humorous story is told gravely. The teller does his best to conceal the fact that he even dimly suspects that there is anything funny about it. And that pretty well hits the nail on the head. A sense of humor is important for the innovation of humanity, because it gives us that lateral thinking about subjects that probably are almost philosophical in a lot of ways. You know, Twain was probably one of the most recognized humorists of his time, and he said that that humor is the good-natured side of truth, and that's what most people are looking for on RBN is the good-natured side of the truth. So if you've got a humor story, I'd like to share it with the listeners. The number here is 1-800-313-9443. And Sam's waiting for your call. But what I'd like to invite is a sharing of lateral thinking. Let's start thinking about what's happening in a little bit different light. There's different ways that we can practice this lateral thinking, or to improve our sense of humor. And I think we're going to go ahead and start with this next clip three. And if we don't finish it, we may finish on after this next break. Sam, could you go ahead and start it?
Sense of humor, the ability to perceive humor or appreciate a joke. Now, as creatures, it is generally accepted that we have five primary senses. We have taste, sight, touch, smell, and hearing. Now, most of us possess these five senses, but there is a sixth and more elusive sense, which is the sense of humor. But the sense of humor is something that not everybody possesses. You know as well as I do, you've met somebody, you know somebody, you might be related to somebody who lacks a sense of humor. But the problem with these people who don't have a sense of humor is that they don't even realize that they're lacking the sixth sense. Now, truth be told, sense of humor and humor a lot of times is in the eye of the beholder. And if we say something that we think is funny, or that the person should be laughing at or doubled over, and they don't, we're like, oh, get a sense of humor, lighten up, didn't you hear me? It's funny. And the person doesn't laugh, and you're like, dude, whatever. And the reality, you may not be funny. Or maybe the person doesn't appreciate your brand of humor. Case in point, Tyler Perry. I don't think anything he does is funny, but he's made $1 billion off of people laughing at his stuff, right?
Yeah. Folks, we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Captain Fred, RBN. Thank you.
time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Mark Twain said that that laughter without a tinge of philosophy is but a sneeze of humor. Genuine humor is replete with wisdom. Sam, let's finish that first, that second clip, if you could. Is it still up? Maybe not.
This just goes to show you, do I think it's funny? No. Do some people think it's funny? Yeah. It doesn't mean that I don't have a sense of humor, and it doesn't mean that the people watching it who think it's funny have a higher level of sense of humor than I do. It's just different. This makes sense? I'm not trying to hate on Tyler Perry. I'm just trying to use him as an example. Because some people love him. Some people don't think he's funny. Right? Me. Some people think I'm funny. A lot of people don't think I'm funny. I happen to think I'm hilarious. You get it, right? Well, depending on what side of the funny fence you sit on, today we're going to try and help you increase your level of humor. Because there are a few things that you can do in order to enhance your sense of humor. And today, we're going to talk about it. Sense of humor improving tip number 1 is watch more comedies or comedians, all right? So these are things that are supposed to be funny. And the more you actually observe, watch, and laugh, the more you're going to start picking up on the little nuances of life that are basically funny. All right, have you ever watched a comedian and he explains something that you've seen, heard, done, or whatever a thousand times, but the way he looks at it is different than the way that most people look at it, and it's hilarious. You're like, I never thought about it like that, but it's funny. All right, by picking up and basically immersing yourself in humor, you're going to start to notice things in the outside world that are funny. You're going to have a better understanding of timing, of delivery. All these things are critical to sense of humor. And this brings us to sense of humor improvement tip number two, which is surround yourself with funny people. We've all got friends or people in our lives that we think are funny, right? Do you like being around them? Yeah, everybody likes being around people that make them laugh because laughter feels good. When you get done with a good laugh, all right, a good belly ha-ha, I'm not going to try and imitate a belly laugh, but you get the idea. It feels amazing. Endorphins are released. You're smiling. And there are scientific research to prove that when you smile, it enhances your mood. And one of the psychological things that you can do just to make yourself happier on a daily basis is stand in the mirror and smile for like 10 seconds, 20 seconds. I forget what the number is, but this right off the bat is going to enhance your mood. I'm off topic, but the point of this and tip number two is surround yourself with funny people. You're going to feel better. It's going to enhance your ability to recognize funny situations. And quite frankly, when you're playing off each other, it's going to hone your skills. Speaking of honing your skills, you've got to practice. Practice your timing and delivery. Comedy is one of those things, and being funny is one of those things where it all boils down to the delivery and the timing of the joke. Because everybody has mistimed the joke, and it's like, just doesn't work. Or it falls flat. Guys, you gotta practice. The more you practice telling a joke, telling funny things or anecdotes, the better at it you're going to be. Tip number four. See that? I want to show you my middle finger. You know what happened to me? I got bit by a dog. This is a true story. I go over to my buddy's house to help him with a dating profile, and his dog is there. And he's like, oh, get back. And I go, hey, puppy. And just like I'm supposed to, I put my hand down like this down, and the dog, rah! And I, gah! It bit my hand. Dude, I was so pissed. I'm still pissed about it. Where was I? Other than, be careful when you pet strange dogs that you don't know. Is look for the... Actually, it works in well, because if I would finish that story, I'd tell you all the funny things that actually happened. And looking back, I can think of the funny situations that actually happened as a result of me getting bit by some dude's dog. That's what I'm talking about. Look for humor in everyday situations. Sense of humor improvement tip number five is don't overdo it. Everybody has met somebody who's always on. They're always trying to make a joke. They're always trying to make you laugh. And it's exhausting. It's funny for the first like minute you're with the person, but then after that, it just kind of gets a little bit repetitive. It gets obnoxious, and you want to run away from this person as fast as...
All right, well, listen, we'll be back in just a few minutes. It's Captain Fred, RBN.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So you see, the quality of humor is not a personal or a national monopoly. It's as free as salvation, and, I'm afraid, far more widely distributed. But it has its value, I think. The hard and the sordid things of life are too hard and too sordid and too cruel for us to know and touch them year after year without some mitigating influence, some kindly veil to draw over them from time to time, to blur the craggy outlines and make the thorns less sharp and the cruelties less malignant. That was Twain's humorous confession. It's like a friend of mine, JJ, used to have a joke is, say, Fred, I went to the doctor the other day, and he brought me in, and he said, says, John, I've got bad news, and I've got more bad news for you. And he said, well, Doc, what could be so bad? He says, well, tell me. So the doctor said, well, I hate to tell you this, but you've got cancer. And John says, well, says, that's terrible, Doc. That's terrible. He says, but as bad as that is, what could still be more bad? And he says, well, says, I hate to tell you this, John, but you've got Alzheimer's too. And he thought about it a while and he said, well, at least I don't have cancer. And then he says, well, Doc, I hope you don't mind if I get a second opinion. And he says, all right. He says, well, you're kind of an asshole, too. And that I shouldn't have said that a-hole, too. Well, you know, what Twain said about a mitigating influence over some hard and cruel parts of our lives, and without a sense of humor or a lateral view of these things, it can be a little difficult for people to maintain this beautiful, wonderful life that we have. A sense of humor is important for us to understand how similar we are and how important it is that we have love with each other. One of my favorite political humorist, I guess, might be that he's passed now, was George Carlin. It's difficult to find good George Carlin clips that are clean, but I think I've got one here. Sam, would you go ahead and play the Carlin clip, please?
Thank you very much. Well, tell you what. Now, to balance the scale, I'd like to talk about some things that bring us together. Things that point out our similarities instead of our differences. Because that's all you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs. So stirring up the shit is something I like to do from time to time, but I also like to know that I can come back to these little things we have in common, little universal moments that we share separately, the things that make us the same. They're so small we hardly ever talk about them. Did you ever look at your watch? And then you don't know what time it is. And you have to look again. And you still don't know the time. So you look a third time and somebody says, what time is it? You say, I don't know. Do you ever notice how sometimes all day Wednesday, you keep thinking it's Thursday? And it happens over and over all day long. And then the next day, you're all right again. Do you ever find yourself standing in one of the rooms in your house and you can't remember why you went in there? And two words float across your mind, Alzheimer's disease. You ever been talking to yourself and somebody comes in the room and you have to make believe you were singing? And you hope to God the other person really believes there's a song called What Does She Think I Am? Some Kind of Putz? Little experiences we've all had. You ever been sitting in a railroad train in a station and there's another train sitting right next to you and one of them starts to move and you can't tell which one it is? How about when you're out on a small boat on a windy day? You ever been out rocking back and forth for 3 or 4 hours trying to keep your balance? Rough seas, little boat. Then you get back into the shore and you're standing on the dock and you can swear there was something inside of you that was still out there rocking. Did you ever try to pick up a suitcase you thought was full, but it wasn't? And you go, whoop. And for just a split second, you feel really strong. How about when you're looking through a chain link fence? Do you ever notice if you're just the right distance from a chain link fence, sometimes it seems to go... What is that? How do they do that? Do you ever try to tell somebody they have a little bit of dirt on their face? You can never get them to rub the right spot, can you? Say, you got a little bit of dirt right here. They always go, where? Here? And you just want to slap the... Do you ever notice how awful your face looks in a mirror in a restroom that has fluorescent lights? Every cut, scrape, scratch, scar, scab, bruise, boil, bump, pimple, zit, wart, welt, and abscess you've had since birth all seem to come back at the same time. And all you can think of is, I gotta get the f*** out of here! Do you ever notice sometimes when you're walking with your arm around your date, one of you has to change the way you're walking? Men and women don't walk the same. One of them has to change. Either the man has to walk like this. Or the woman has to walk like this. Joey, how are you? How about when you're going up a flight of stairs and you think there's one more step? And you go... And then you have to kind of keep doing that, you know? So people will think it's something you do all the time. I do this all the time. It's the third stage of syphilis. Same thing happens when you're going down the stairs. You could swear there was one more step. Holy shit. My hips are in my chest. When you drink grapefruit juice in the morning, do you go like this? I do too. Why do we drink it? It's like ice cream throat. You know when you've been eating ice cream too fast and you get that frozen spot in the back of your throat, but you can't do anything about it because you can't reach it to rub it? You just have to kind of wait for it to go away. And it does. Then what do? Eat more ice cream! What are we, stupid? Do you ever fall asleep on a late afternoon and wake up after dark and you don't know what damn day it is? Like when you have your head on the pillow. Do you ever notice when you have your head on the pillow, if you close the bottom eye, the pillow is down there. Then if you switch eyes, the pillow moves up there. Whoa, Dave, look at this. The mystery of the moving pillow. I think it's related to the chain link fence mystery myself. Do you ever have to sneeze while you're taking a piss? It's frightening, isn't it? It's frightening because actually you can't do it. It's physically impossible to sneeze while pissing. Your brain won't let it happen. Your brain says, stop pissing! We're going to sneeze now! Because your brain knows you might blow your asshole out.
Oh my gosh. You know, those are universal truths in a lot of ways. But sparks humor? Twain said it's the effort to throw off, to fight back the burden of grief that's laid on each of us. In youth, we don't feel it, but as we grow to manhood, we find the burden on our shoulders. Humor is nature's effort to harmonize conditions. The the further the pendulum swings out over woe, the further it is bound to swing back over mirth. Those are words that we really need to understand and use to our benefit, to think laterally, to understand that these dilemmas that are driving this concern over our country are being generated to control our behavior and to keep us involved in the dialect, to keep us involved in the argument. We can't be arguing constantly. We need to understand that the dialect, and it's been discussed as a Hegelian dialect, the dialect's being driven by six corporations for the most part, six large businesses that control the direction of business, that control our behavior. We need to understand that with lateral thinking, with a little bit of distraction, we might see that we're being played. We're being played because if we can't see the humor of what's happening, then we really need to maybe try the what we were talking about at the last show, either SSRIs or the psilocybin. You know, the manipulating thought or changing our thought chemically is one way, and the other way of manipulating our behavior is through this two-dimensional dialect or this meme that is created. They throw out so many ideas so often that people only can be in that echo chamber. There's no lateral thinking about any of these dilemmas that are being thrown out to us. Terence McKenna said that the best memes or the best ideas are the ones that have a novel possibility or outcome. In other words, some of the best ideas are the ones that we hadn't, or the best ideas are ones that propel us into a different way of thinking. So it's kind of a strange combination of humor and creativity. And when I'm not talking about smartness, I'm talking about genuine humor. I mean, Twain thought that that wit was just a shooting up of smartness. So it was like a bright feather. He said that it takes a second place to real humor, because real humor is never artificial. In other words, we see the silliness of some ideas or some concepts, and it's very, very natural. I'd like to take a moment to suggest that in our day-to-day that we try to see the humorous side of everything. Let's take a day and try to be amused by the funny side of things. We can look at Donald Trump as any kind of tyrant that you want to, but today let's look at him as the orange-haired fella up there that's entertaining us with whatever political comment may be we give him credit for. Those that listen to RBN probably know that the true, I think, direction of our country is not decided by our presidents. I'd like to open the line for a caller, but let's see. We've got Gaither in Oklahoma. We've got about 60 seconds. Let's take you on here, and we'll have to break real quick. Gaither, are you still there?
Yes, yeah. I'm right here. Well, I was going to tell you a real funny story that's on topic that is right on a cue with you, but it's going to take more than 60 seconds.
Now, wait a second. We got 60 seconds here. So, hey, listen, why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and take our break right now. Would you hold for after the break?
Yeah, sure.
We'll be right back. This is Captain Fred, RBN.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
I'm sorry, this is Captain Fred. We had to cut Gaither off, and is that your name, Gaither? Am I saying that correctly?
Yep, that's my name, Gaither.
All right, buddy. You know what we're doing today is we're delivering big charges of endorphins through laughter, so help us out.
All right, here we go. Me and my wife had my niece and nephew over, which are the social justice warrior, millennials, and we were playing dice, and they started up about fairness. You know, this is right, this is unfair. And so me and my wife just looked at each other and started laughing. I mean, it was just, you know, that moment you have where you can't stop laughing. And it just set them off. I mean, they jumped up and out of control, screaming and crying. And man, it's escalated. So I jumped up and I said, there's only one thing we can do to fix this problem. They're looking at me and everything kind of quieted down. I put my hand out and said, pull my finger. And they literally, everybody just started roaring laughing and disarmed the situation. And we all went back to just being normal people. But we can disarm these people. We can disarm these millennials, but with humor. And it'll work. You know what I mean? It's safe.
It does work.
You know what I mean? But anyway, that's all I had to say. I appreciate the, I like the topic. Thank you.
I can't think of a better way to end this show today than that. I think that what we need to do is when we're confronted by anything that someone takes too seriously, I think I'm going to tell them the same thing you said. Pull my finger.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Gaither. I appreciate you calling. Anyway, I think we're going to wind this thing up today. Let's listen to a little music, maybe. But with that note, I don't know any way I can say it any better than Gaither in Oklahoma. Pull my finger. Sam, take us on out of here. This is Captain Fred, RBN. We'll be back next week.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free
nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.